Florida will conduct investigation into Trump assassination attempt, DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday announced the state will launch its own investigation into the apparent assassination attempt targeting former President Donald Trump earlier in the day. The FBI has said in a statement it is investigating the matter as an assassination attempt, while law enforcement officials said on Sunday that Secret Service agents opened fire after discovering the barrel of a rifle at the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach, Florida. The suspect was later arrested by sheriff's officials in Marion County, the county's sheriff's department said. The state of Florida will be conducting its own investigation regarding the attempted assassination at Trump International Golf Club, DeSantis said in a social media statement. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP nominee. The Republican governor was referring to comments made by Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, who said the suspected gunman got between 400 and 500 yards of Trump and had an AK-47 with a scope pointed through a fence. The suspect was located by the agent around the fourth or fifth hole of the golf course, and Trump was set to approach the area, the sheriff said. The investigation into the Florida incident at the Trump golf course is now being handled by federal law enforcement officials, the Marion County Sheriff told reporters earlier Sunday. Federal agents with the FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were helping investigate. Trump's campaign and the former president himself issued statements saying that he was safe and unharmed. No injuries were reported. In July, Trump was shot in the ear during a Pennsylvania campaign rally that also left one attendee dead and two injured. Questions were raised about the Secret Service agency and possible breakdowns in how the rally was secured, leading to the resignation of the agency's director. The suspected shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed nearly immediately after he opened fire at the rally. Few details about Crooks, including a motive, have been released since. On Sunday, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas condemned violence against candidates and officials. His agency oversees the Secret Service and is currently overseeing an investigation into the Pennsylvania assassination attempt 2 months ago. In a post on X, Mayorkas commended the Secret Service for its quick action to preempt this apparent assassination attempt and protect the former president. DHS and the Secret Service are closely working with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners to learn all of the facts surrounding this incident. The safety and security of presidential candidates and other protectees is the highest priority for the Secret Service, Mayorkas said. Meanwhile, both President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, have said they were briefed on the incident. Biden released a statement on Sunday night saying he was relieved that Trump was not harmed in the incident, while also commending the Secret Service. I have been briefed by my team regarding what federal law enforcement is investigating as a possible assassination attempt of former President Trump today. A suspect is in custody, and I commend the work of the Secret Service and their law enforcement partners for their vigilance and their efforts to keep the former president and those around him safe, he said. The former president updated his fundraising website later Sunday with a message about his campaign efforts. Fear not. I am safe and well, and no one was hurt. Thank God. But there are people in this world who will do whatever it takes to stop us. I will not stop fighting for you. I will never surrender, the website states. DeSantis challenged Trump in the Republican primaries earlier this year before the Florida governor dropped out.